I'm joined by Gordon Smith, who is a technology expert here in the UK, and I thought we'd get Gordon on the programme to explain to us some of the compatibility problems that some listeners have been facing with using MSN Messenger. Now, Gordon, let's just introduce you. Welcome to the programme. It's good to have you aboard, and thanks for taking the time to speak to Main Menu.
Well, my pleasure, Dave. It's good to be with you. I think this is actually my first venture onto Main Menu, although some listeners may be familiar with me under my ACCA, which is actually Robbie Gordon, on ACB Radio Interactive with my music show. Plug.
Quite right, too. And you work with assistive technology and on a daily basis, don't you? Let's give you some credentials here. What is it you do for a living, Gordon?
Essentially, I work with all kinds of computer technology, not really just assistive. I run my own mail and web hosting services and post domains, obviously, for other clients, and I also offer remote backup services for clients using a very simple but effective FTP client, and that's more or less what I do. I tend to concentrate these days on internet services, although obviously where I can, I offer support to those clients of mine who happen to be visually impaired. So that's essentially a quick breakdown of the services that I offer.
Excellent, and we will get to getting your contact details towards the end of this little segment. Okay, let's cut to the chase then. Microsoft recently updated MSN Messenger, as is Microsoft's want on a fairly regular basis to update their software to fix some security problems that they had identified. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Who's affected and which version numbers are involved, etc.
Okay, basically what happened is, until recently, Microsoft were allowing virtually any Windows Messenger / MSN Messenger client under the Windows operating system to access their servers and to integrate fully with anybody else using any form of MSN Messenger client, be it for Windows or one of the three or four Linux clients which I've seen. Most of the Linux ones actually still work, which is interesting enough. However, recently Microsoft, as Dave rightly says, identified some security issues with earlier versions of MSN Messenger. So for some reason, best known only to Microsoft, they updated MSN Messenger version 6.2, and what they did was they barred any earlier versions of their own MSN Messenger client from accessing their servers.
You mentioned that 6.2 now, that's the most recent version, and that everyone using MSN Messenger will have been upgraded, or they will have been asked to upgrade to 6.2. And so what you're essentially saying, Gordon, is that the earlier versions of MSN Messenger no longer do the business for people. They're no longer going to work. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Nothing prior to 6.2 is now going to work at all under the Windows operating system. I emphasise that because a lot of these changes do not impact on Linux clients in any way.
Okay. Let's talk about the difference between MSN Messenger and Windows Messenger, because these are slightly different, aren't they? That the Windows Messenger, as I understand it, is an MSN Messenger compatible piece of software. It came with Windows XP, and there was a little bit of confusion amongst people as to which one to use. I understand that Windows Messenger has less functionality than MSN Messenger. It's basically the same, but in terms of, you know, things like sharing images and sharing web pages and that sort of thing. Am I right in thinking, am I going down the right track with this?
Yes, you are. Essentially, the most important functionality which is disabled in Windows Messenger is the ability to transfer files, which, of course, you can do using MSN Messenger. That isn't supported under Windows Messenger. There are some of the other conferencing functions which are not supported under Windows Messenger. Although I dare say most people listening to this probably won't ever use those, but some of the video conferencing functions are not supported. In a little while we'll go on to talk about MSN Messenger 7, which is the next incarnation of this particular product, but for the moment we'll stick to 6.2. So yes, essentially that's right.
Let's focus on MSN Messenger, and that's what most people are using. Everyone's been required to upgrade to 6.2. In order to address some security problems, but as we found with Windows XP Service Pack 2, when you fix some things, you quite often break other things. And one of the things that appears to have broken for some people at least is access to MSN Messenger. Is that right?
Yeah, most of those seem to be under Windows 98. Actually, people using early versions of MSN Messenger, which you can obviously, you know, download for Windows 98, or you could, but obviously Windows 98 is no longer supported by Microsoft, and the upgrade that they recently instigated causes problems, particularly for users of JAWS for Windows. Unfortunately, there are quite a lot of people in that position, and it has impacted rather badly on them. Those using WindowEyes probably don't notice it quite so much, because the support for Windows 98 under WindowEyes is still there, but under JFW the impact is very noticeable, because they have now lost access to Messenger. As I understand it, Freedom are not going to address that, but again, that's just hearsay at the moment.
No, okay. So, what do JAWS users need to do? Because it's not all JAWS users that are affected, as I understand it.
Yes, that's right. Basically, if you use JAWS, I think it's 5.1 or later, certainly JAWS 6, you should be okay. But earlier versions of JAWS are what's basically where you're getting the problems with Messenger.
Okay. And do we think someone's going to develop at some stage some script files to address that for people? I mean, clearly Freedom Scientific want people to be updated now to JAWS 6, and we're going to be talking with Freedom Scientific in coming weeks about JAWS 6. The users of JAWS 4.5, and there are still many, and 5.0, what you're telling me is that those users, they can't use the new MSN Messenger. Do you think somebody at some stage will come up with scripts to make that happen?
I think it's likely that somebody such as, for example, Jim Snowbadger will find a way around it, but...
no pressure then, Jim Snowbadger. Right, was there anything else relating to MSN 6.2 that you wanted to add?
Not really. The main issues seem to be accessibility. I have tested MSN 6.2 under JAWS 6, and there's no problem with that. I myself am using MSN Messenger 7 on two of my machines, and 6.2 on another two. As I said, I've tested both versions with JAWS, and although there are issues with MSN Messenger 7 with JFW, which I'm sure they'll address eventually, certainly for WindowEyes users, MSN Messenger 7 presents absolutely no problem at all. At the moment, MSN Messenger 7 is still in public beta, but we are quite close to the release date of MSN 7 now, so I'm sorry to have to sort of bring this on you, but eventually, in the not-too-distant future, you will find that even though you just recently upgraded to MSN Messenger 6.2, and you may be comfortable with that, you may be asked to upgrade to Messenger 7, which brings a lot more functionality, some of which is quite useful and some of which is purely gimmicks, shall we say. Things like winks and nudges and other such silly little things. Quite fun to play with for a little while, but after a time they become quite tedious, actually.
Not having much fun in the Smith household then with MSN7. So you said that some of it was useful. What can we look forward to in MSN7 for those of us that haven't been brave enough to try the beta version?
Essentially, it's the same client, as I said, but for these additional functions. The audio side of it has been slightly improved, in as much as the quality seems better. But that's just personal perception, and just what I've noticed from trying it. Essentially, though, the main differences between 6.2 and 7 are just purely gimmicks. There's nothing that you would call really major that, you know, that you're going to use on a daily basis, which is makes this thing a totally new, innovative product. It's nothing really to get excited about from the blind person's point of view. Most of it's purely gimmicks.
Okay. So we've got it all to look forward to then. Okay, MSN 7 on a desktop near you fairly soon. Do you think Microsoft have perhaps missed a trick with MSN? You talked about improved sound quality in MSN 7, but it seems to me that Skype has really just taken the world by storm, and that everybody that wants to do voice over IP is using Skype. And do you think this was almost a missed opportunity for Microsoft? So many people were using MSN Messenger that if they could have got the same level of functionality in terms of the conferencing and audio quality into something like Messenger, you know, perhaps would have seen the same landslide success in terms of voice over IP technology that Skype seems to have done.
Yeah, well, without giving too much away, because a lot of it's unofficial at the moment, as I understand it, Yahoo Messenger are working on voice over IP. Microsoft, yes, I think they probably have missed a trick, because the technology is here. I use it myself, voice over IP. I use that on a daily basis. It is very, very good. It's very efficient, it's very cost effective, and the bandwidth requirements have plummeted. You can actually use voice over IP over dial-up now, but that's perhaps a discussion for another time. But yes, you raise a very good point, and I dare say that before the year's out, there'll be an MSN Messenger 8, which does include technology similar to or even the same as the voice over IP, which I'm using at the moment. Mine's a hardware-based solution, but I'm sure that sooner or later somebody will come up with an accessible soft phone application.
Well, yeah, and Skype's your one, really, I think, for a lot of blind people at the moment. Okay, Gordon, well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it coming on and sort of taking us through the various Messenger incarnations and what it is people need to do. You mentioned that you provide some internet services, and by way of a thank you, do you want to give your website a quick plug?
Sure. If anybody would like to contact me, then by all means do so. The address is gordon@tft-bbs.com. That's gordon@tft-bbs.com. Or if you want support related issues addressing, whether you're a client or not, I'm happy to give any technical, you know, help or assistance where I can. Just use support@tft-bbs.com. support@tft-bbs.com, and either of those two addresses will reach me. Of course, I'm on MSN Messenger if people want to add me to the contact list. gordon@tft-bbs.co.uk.
Okay, Gordon, well, thank you very much, and perhaps we'll see you on Main Menu very soon. Thank you.